Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's an entrepreneur? How are entrepreneurs doing in Marion County? And how can we learn more about what they do? Let's go in depth with Joel Bennett with Veal Hoden, Scott Sorheim with Lean Technologies and Foamsoft, and Josh Kalman with Scouty. Joel, what do entrepreneurs do?
When I think of entrepreneurs, I think of people that create solutions, people that look at the market or at problems and find ways to fix the problem or to provide something that others can't. And a lot of the entrepreneurs I know around here have done just that. You know, they've taken a space in the market that no one else is playing in, and they go tackle it, or they look at a problem differently and turn the market upside down. And so when I think of entrepreneurs, I think of people who are a little bit of an artist and a little bit of a business person, but at the end of the day, they're solution makers.
Okay, so they see a problem and they want to fix it.
Right.
Or they have a new idea and they want to explore it.
Right. It could be a new idea. It could be something that we've never seen before that they take to market, but it may just be looking at a problem in a different way. And so, I think about some of the products that are out on the market right now, big products like Apple that have the iPod and the iPhone. You know, the phones were there before. Music players were there before. They just took a different look at it and said, we want a player or a phone that does it differently, that relies on style or relies on, a large network of something differently. And when they take a look at it differently like that, they provide something that nobody else has, although the concept may be pretty simple.
And Josh, you're an entrepreneur. Why are you an entrepreneur?
You know, I think I don't know if it's a wiring, if it's the way that people are wired. I think it can also be taught, as evidenced by what Wade is doing over at Central. But I think I've just always had an interest in trying new things, and risk has never been something that I was completely scared of. I do senior housing development as my day job, and so coming into that right out of college, had some good mentors. My boss, who I just kind of learned, how to take risks and how to manage risks and just look at problems differently, like kind of like Joel said. So I think there's that artist piece to it, but also just the being wired such that you look at things differently or think that there's got to be a better way to do things.
And what are you working on? What's your business?
Scouty is basically an online real estate startup, and there's definitely competition, kind of like Joel said, so it's not always a new idea, but maybe just looking at something differently and trying to provide tools that are more current and maybe cross social media a little bit. And so it's basically an online real estate tool to make communication easier as well as the real estate process easier for home buyers and home sellers, with the potential to, or at least the idea is to drive traffic first before you're ever even thinking of selling your home. So a little bit different take on the putting the sign in the yard and driving traffic once it's time to move or once you need to make a move.
And so it's different, more elaborate, more integrated into social media than, say, me going to any realtor's site or the MLS?
Right, but it's also a tool for real estate agents to kind of bridge the communication gaps so that maybe they can be more accessible and maybe just be able to follow up with their people more easily and with their clients.
Okay, so it's for both?
For both.
Potential clients,
right.
For clients, and for realtors.
Right.
Okay, and so are the realtors buying into this? Do they think this is a good idea?
We've talked to several, and some like it a lot. Some aren't quite sure about it, but I think when it gains some acceptance, I think it will be a good tool for both. It does appear to be more geared towards home buyers and home sellers, but really I think it just gives them a little bit more control in that sales process.
So we just don't sit back passively and hope our realtor's doing their best.
Right.
So we can engage.
We can engage more in that process.
Okay, and this is something that probably couldn't have happened even a few years ago.
Yeah, I think really what we're looking at doing is pulling in some of the MLS data as well as the assessment data to kind of help make this possible so that every house, not just the ones that are listed, are potentially on the market.
So somebody that just might throw their house out there on it online and just see what happens without they're really not thinking seriously about selling.
Right. That's kind of the the idea. So I think the easiest way to kind of look at it is sometimes talk about the problem that we saw. So John Kettler, the co-founder of Scouty, bought a home, and then 2 weeks later, a house came on the market that he and his wife had always kind of liked. And they thought, shoot, if we would have known that that was coming online, we would have definitely looked at that house, potentially made an offer. And so that was kind of the problem we were getting at, is why can't we know that? So the idea is, I just bought a house, I go on Scouty and claim my property and start maybe uploading photos and maybe driving traffic first. So somebody who's new to the area or somebody who just likes to snoop around and look at houses can be looking at all the houses on the market, listed or not, and say, I like your house. I'd like to maybe look at that if you ever think of selling it.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about entrepreneurs in Marion County with Joel Bennett, Scott Sorheim, and Josh Kalman. Scott, what's your business?
My primary one is Lean Technologies, which is software for manufacturing companies.
And Lean Technologies, explain that briefly.
So my experience is from Pella Corporation, where I learned a lot about Lean principles. And what Thrive is the actual name of the software application. What it strives to do is simplify both the collection of information and using information, more importantly than anything probably. So whether it's within maintenance or quality or safety or continuous improvement, typically a lot of manufacturing companies will have a lot of data surrounding those functions or those processes, but then using it is often very cumbersome or trying to make decisions based on it. So, hey, we've got these big safety problems, these maintenance problems. So raising a level of awareness of what are the manufacturing company's biggest challenges in operations that they can improve to drive down costs or improve safety or improve quality.
And so they enter data and you make recommendations, or the algorithm in the computer program does?
Yeah, it's not so much of an algorithm as it is just summarizing a lot of the data they're collecting. So one of my experiences as I worked both at Pella and at other manufacturing companies is typically there's a lot of data around, and sometimes it's managed by process owners. So someone in safety, the person that's in charge of safety for a plant or something, and then they're responsible for not only collecting information but also making reports based on that. A lot of that takes away from what they're good at. So they're good at managing the safety process, not necessarily managing Excel or a database or creating reports. Same goes for quality or maintenance. You know, those people need to be doing what they're good at and focus on those things rather than trying to be an IT person and creating reports and collecting data. So it just makes it easier for them to collect information, get reports, graphs, you know, showing, hey, here's your top three biggest issues, or here's how this is trending. So they don't have to spend a lot of time doing that stuff on their own.
Okay, and so then the product is reports, flowcharts, statistics?
No, not flowcharts. A little bit of statistics and some. There's some quality elements that have some statistical components to them. Yep.
And so is this a general one piece of software fits many companies, or does it have to be developed specifically for a company?
It does. No, it's one thing that would fit really any manufacturing company. And typically those functions, so you could go out in the market and buy a maintenance software package. You could typically go find a lot of quality packages. So a lot of times those things you can buy standalone and they run independently. So you'd go into a company and they might have five different software packages running a bunch of different things. Thrive also aims to pull all those together into one umbrella because there's a lot of shared information between departments. And that's another thing I ran into is just, you know, going from one function to the next, so from quality to maintenance to safety, they're dealing with a lot of the same data. So get it all in one place and make it easier to kind of bridge those communication silos or those information silos to pull it all together into one place.
It sounds like potentially it could just be one more thing people have to do, but it isn't that way.
No, it shouldn't. Yeah, exactly. It shouldn't be. In fact, it should replace something they're doing already. So, in fact, if they're not the Thrive, the best customer or client for Thrive is someone that's thirsting for information. So it's a company that's already collecting data in some format. They're either doing it whiteboards, notebooks, Excel, and some kind of homegrown database. So they want the information, but this Thrive just makes it easier for them to collect and manage it. So they're probably already doing it. In fact, they shouldn't just invent something that they need to do. This should really assist them in something they're already doing.
And it has to be easy to learn, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it is. It's web-based, and typically I find a lot of web-based stuff is a little easier to pick up. That's another frustration of mine is that as I used software, I worked both at Pellet and then a company, another manufacturing company in Eastern Iowa. And another challenge I saw was people adopting or picking up software quickly. And so I noticed one thing that people picked up quickly is web-based stuff. And so that's one of the reasons I chose that path. It was just easier to link information together through a web application. So the training, the learning curve, I think, is pretty short. And also the retention that I've seen is really good, too. I spend very little time retraining people.
Okay, and so they use the web-based application to work mm-hmm. with data on their desktop, or do they yep. upload the data?
It's uploaded into the web browser, essentially. So, yeah, it's not local to their computer. It's located within the web application.
Okay, so it's up there in that magical cloud.
Yeah, sometimes it is. Sometimes it runs internally on a company server, but I do have clients that run there in the magic cloud.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about entrepreneurs in Marion County with Joel Bennett, Scott Sorheim, and Josh Kalman. What's the focus of Scouty? I mean, do you just do Central Iowa, or you expanded beyond that? The data entry has to be, I would guess, user-generated, or it generated independently, because you couldn't, I mean, you'd have to have an army of people doing data entry. So it's like Wikipedia, right?
Yeah, it's right. If you claim your home, you're going to be doing some of that data entry for the site itself. The other data would come from the MLS and agents who are inputting data on their clients' behalf or on their behalf on their listings. But yeah, there's Scouty in itself. There'll be a lot of data within Scouty.
Okay, and so you're both having users input their data.
Yep. Yeah.
Correct.
And Joel, what do you think about these businesses?
Well, I think the thing that's always excited me about Marion County and getting to work with small businesses and entrepreneurs is the fact that most of them we don't know anything about. We don't expect to see companies, tech companies, or manufacturing software companies here in Pella. We kind of expect the Dutch letters and the Dutch tradition, but we don't expect technology to be leading on the forefront. So it's interesting when you work with entrepreneurs and startups like this that not only do you get the unexpected, but you understand that these types of businesses can be anywhere. And so, one, that we're very blessed to have them here, and two, there should be no reason why we can't encourage other startups or other entrepreneurs to be here in Marion County and grow their businesses here. And so I get very excited by it. One of the reasons why we have a place like Veel Hoden in Pella as a co-working space to bring in businesses and startups, help them grow their companies and launch a product like Scouty or be a big player in the market like Thrive and Lean Tech has been.
Because we can do this. It's just amazing. We have this quality of life here that is great. I mean, I've lived in big cities before, and I really don't want to do it again. But so this is, you can pick your place. You can pick a place with a great quality of life, and you don't have to fight the traffic, fight the smog, fight the battle that people do in the cities.
Absolutely. I mean, I've lived here nearly all my life, and so, but I've been elsewhere. And people seem to keep coming back to Marion County. And part of that is they it's a great place to raise a family. We've got some great towns and attractions here. But at the end of the day, it's about the people. I mean, we've got some really amazing people here, friendly, great employers. It's just a great place to be. And we can say that because we're biased. But I think when we see startups, the ones that we're showcasing today and others like U Animator, Peachtree Brewery, some of the others that'll be at the startup fair, if they thought Des Moines or Minneapolis or Chicago was a better place to be, they'd be there. But they chose to start up here, and I think that says a lot about what we've got going on here.
Now tell us briefly about the Startup Fair.
The Startup Fair is an idea that came out of the Startup Iowa movement that's working right now. We want to be part of a larger movement called Startup America. And that really is just to encourage entrepreneurship and startups in Iowa. And as part of that, we are showcasing a number of fairs across the state in Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, Cedar Falls, Iowa City, and Pella. And each of those locations will have opportunities for startups with different focuses to showcase what they do. And Pella was very blessed to be chosen as one of those locations. And in partnership with Central College, we'll be offering on the 31st an opportunity for people in the community and other entrepreneurs to see what's going on here. So from 3 to 6 o'clock, it'll be a little bit like a trade show, job fair, you know, walk around, introduce yourself, see what's going on, see demos, check out some samples. I know things like Peace Tree Brewery, their samples are typically pretty popular. But at the same time, seeing things like LeanTech's software or stepping in and talking to somebody about a new product that they're going to be coming out with, it's an excellent opportunity to learn, but it's also a great way for us to celebrate the talent that we have here.
And the day this airs will be the day of the fair, so from 3 to 6 at Central College in what?
Graham Conference Center. We'll be in the main part of the conference center there. People can just come in. We'll get them a name tag and turn them loose.
The one thing I was just going to echo was, you know, with my business, technically I could be anywhere, but we also have chosen to stay in Marion County just because we love it so much, some of the things that Joel was talking about. And there's certainly no shortage, you know, being a tech company, maybe a little weird, like Joel mentioned, to be here in Pella, but there's no shortage of talented people and people that understand business, which is really a lot of what, you know, input I need or help that I need anyway. It's just talking with other business owners and learning more so about the business side than the technical side. That's another thing, too, that can, you know, that with software, you can learn about that in any environment, but there's just a lot of good business owners around here. And as Joel mentioned, too, for our family's sake, that's one of the reasons we I've elected to stay here is just we love the area. We love the people around here and just love the community.
Yeah, I kind of would say the same thing as far as building it here, being excited for the fair. I mean, from Scouty's perspective, at this point, we're kind of building products still. So we're excited to kind of maybe meet with some potential customers. But also, we feel like we've done a lot of taking from guys like Joel, and he's brought a lot of people in. So to echo kind of what both Scott and Joel said, you know, Scott had mentioned a lot of people here are quality people, but they also care. So we've shared our idea with a lot of people, gotten a lot of good feedback. And so we're excited to just kind of dig into Startup Iowa, Veelhoden, and Pell and Marion County, and just kind of give back a little bit as opposed to taking. And so I think that that's what the fair is about too, meeting other people that you can maybe, they can bounce an idea off of us, share an idea. But yeah, just excited to be building it here and getting a lot of good feedback from a lot of good people.
Thanks to Joel Bennett, Scott Sorheim, and Josh Kalman for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.